Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel in a special Sunday edition, December 20th, 2015. Welcome, all of you, and happy holidays and all
Unmuted.
The ways that you celebrate. And happy holidays for everyone and however you celebrate this time with your friends and family around the world. This is a special edition we have with our hosts, Catherine and Christine. This is Meg, your co-host. We also have our guests, Archangel Michael and Sananda, today. For any new listeners, we have channeled messages that come through our channels and hosts, and if you would like to be one to receive those hot off the press, you can sign up for our New Earth Times newsletter. Go to our website, www.whoneedslight.org, and hit the sign-up button at the top, and give us your email address, and you'll be able to get the newsletters hot off the press right in your email. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light? You can find the messages there as well. So welcome, everybody. So we'll say hello to Catherine and Christine, and welcome our guests. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Well, Christine, Christine is, I'm afraid, flat on her back today and won't be able to join us, but she's right here with us, and her heart is with us too.
Yes.
So we're going to talk a little bit about, Archangel Michael's going to come and talk about the frequencies, but before we do, we'll just give a little brief update. Christine's here with her ice pack. It's been a big blast of toxic frequencies. The last 24 hours have just like escalated and escalated. So we know that the worse it gets, the closer we are to the end zone. So this one's been a little rough. I don't know if you can notice, but I am shaking like a leaf. And it's not because I'm nervous and I did eat breakfast. Feeling fine. But there's something in the frequencies that just like puts your nervous system on edge. And it may affect people differently, but any way you figure it, it's pretty unpleasant. So we keep getting flybys from Sananda saying, just hold on. So our message today is about that and about other reassuring things that they have to come and tell us about. So we're going to hear from Archangel Michael, and then this morning Sananda came and gave me the first part of a written message, and then he asked me to read that to everyone, and then he will come and channel the rest or more of what he wants to say, and then in the coming days we will have a written message to send out to everybody. But in the meantime, he likes to speak with everyone in person anyway. So that'll be fun. So how are you doing, Meg?
Yeah, life on the farm, we're doing good. We are noticing that the way it's coming for me is I'm noticing I'm a little bit more weepy, a little bit easier to tear. And I'm noticing that it's my frequencies are showing up in I want to eat everything in sight. So I'm noticing it causes me to, my anxiety comes out and I'm constantly hungry. I'm like, okay, this is not normal. So for anybody out there, this is a hard time to be eating the front door. So with all the treats everywhere. So just be on guard that it might not be your weak willpower. It might be some extra help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It does show up differently for everyone, but yeah, it does feel like anxiety and doubt is a big one recently. To make everybody think, you know, what if I was wrong about all this? What if none of this is true? That's a big one. So Michael will talk about all those things. He came through earlier and tried to tell me what he wanted to talk about, and I asked Christine to repeat it 3 times, and I still don't remember what he said.
We're just going to have to live in the moment, aren't we?
Right. So that's one of the effects for me. It's like I'm living in a half a moment at a time. So, yes, and Chase has something to say about it, too. He's been on high alert for the last day or so. And when things get really bad, he just starts to shake and tremble all over. And the only thing that really works is Christine grabs him and stuffs him under the covers, which is where he loves to be, and covers his ears with blankets. And then he just snuggles in and he's okay. So that's what I recommend. If it gets too much for anybody, just leap under the covers and just go.
Make a pillow
sandwich for your head.
We'll send the olive alert when it's done.
Mm-hmm. But whatever you do, keep laughing. So let's see what Michael has to say. I'm going to sit back and collect myself a bit. But I'm just going to turn it over to him and let him talk to everybody, because he always has a wonderful message for us.
Very good. Well, we always welcome our dear brother Michael, and so glad you're here with us. Welcome, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Hi there, Meg. Thank you for holding up the other end of this rope down there in Georgia. It's good to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Well, I promised that I would come. I promised Catherine and Christine that I would come and talk a little bit about this this last very challenging part of the mission. Now, this is not what anyone expected when we all agreed to do this last push together. I know it's not what any of you expected, and it's not necessarily exactly what we expected either. But, you know, the last desperate ones are still trying to flex their muscles and prove that they can have an impact. And it is our job, you and me and all of us together, to prove that we're not going to be shaken. We're not going to be taken over. We're not going to be discouraged. We simply ride it out. And we can do that because we have each other. I take your hand, each and every one of you, with the deep knowledge of what you are all experiencing now. You are courageous. You are brilliant light workers. And we, all of us, in the company of heaven, all of us. And you know, when we say the company of heaven, we mean everyone. All of your galactic brothers and sisters, all of the masters and angels, and all of us, mother and father, are focusing and sending our love in great waves of golden light uplift you and heal you and reassure you. But you know, we have reached a crescendo, and the influx of light is meeting with the upsurge in these awful frequencies on the planet. And it is creating a tremendous clash in the airwaves. So focus, if you will, on the light, the incoming light. It rides just over the dark frequencies. Lift yourselves up. Feel the soothing warmth of Mother, the brilliant light of Father. Feel it in your hearts, in your spine, in your feet, in your fingertips. Let it warm and soothe you. That's right. You know, we say and often sing to you, this train is bound for glory. And the light will always triumph. Well, now is our time. Brothers and sisters, it's our time. We are going to bring this through like the Olympic team at the finish line. We will cheer and hug each other and high five and open champagne and shoot it all over everybody. Yes, we are one. We see your brilliance, your joy in spite of all this. That, brothers and sisters, is a triumph in itself. I come to tell you that there are just a few simple tools that you can use to help yourselves and that we use to help you in these last moments, these difficult moments. It's not a secret. Mastery comes from your heart. Mastery is the ability to ride out this bumpy channel that we're in, to ride the waves with your hope alive, your joy bubbling through, and your love for one another conquering all. You are brilliant, and you are loved. Now, it's simple. Use the most powerful tools at your disposal, at your fingertips, and that is your ability to smile, to laugh, to look into each other's eyes with joy, to offer compassion and love. Simple, brilliant, light-filled support to one another. It uplifts you, doesn't it? And I send this now to each of you, from my heart to your beautiful heart. Feel it. From the depth of my being, I touch your hearts with warmth, gratitude, adoration, compassion for all you have come through, all you have done, all you are doing at this moment. To bring through the new golden age, this beautiful time, We have all worked so hard to manifest. That word hardly describes it, does it? To bring it into being, to make it come true, to be there cheering at the finish line, all of us together, as the golden light showers down on us. The more you raise your light, the more powerful our beacon. Now feel your pillar of light around you, all of you. Light up your pillar. Let it glisten. Light up the diamonds in your brain, in your heart, in your solar plexus. Shine as only you know how. This, beloved ones, is our triumph. Mother and Father are pouring their honey love down on us. And, oh yes, Dr. Che wishes to come and join me. Let me move so he can sit beside us. He loves this when we come. All right. I am that close to all of you as well. Sit beside me. Join me in this celebration of courage, bravery, commitment that you have all volunteered to accomplish and have so brilliantly continued through these difficult days. Remember this, dear ones. Compassion, laughter, enjoying one another. No matter how shaky you might feel, no matter how little sleep you might have had or how exhausted you may be, I tell you, our beloved ones here, Catherine and Christine and their beloved little animals, we've told you they're on the forefront of this mission, but you're right there with them too. And all of you together, marching forward, no matter what, well, you know you can march forward even when you're lying in your bed. That is the essence of this mission. It is your spirit that soars and accomplishes what all of us need to do now, and that is to keep your hopes, your spirits, your love shining brightly. And as you do, you create, well, we've called it the portal, the slipstream that pulls others along with you. This is why Christine is able to continue day after day. She knows how much we love her. But she also knows this is not just physical pain or difficulty. This is not just feeling sick or tired or exhausted. This is carrying a banner, carrying the banner of light and love in the face of all things. And when we do that, beloved ones, when you do that, those of you there in the third dimension, when you do that, you create the deepest and most profound and powerful connection to all of us in the higher dimensions. Feel it. Yes, when you raise your heart and lift your spirits to join with us, you are creating the new world. And those who come just after you, just behind you, inspired by your courage and uplifted by your joyful approach to life, you are bringing them with you. You are creating the updraft, let's say, that makes all of this possible. We meet you. We join with you. We embrace you. And we could not do it without you. So all of you who may be feeling out of sorts or ill or disrupted by this clash of energies that is taking place on the planet, do not be disheartened. This is the final hour. These are the pieces of evidence that are raining down around you that show you you are succeeding. We are triumphing. Is that a word? Triumphing. We are overcoming all, and we're doing it together. Words are difficult to explain how important you are to this mission, how precious every gesture, every smile, every offering from your heart creates another wave of light. And yes, it does feel like chaos on the planet because of these powerful energies. But the more your energies rise, the more you will feel it subsiding, like a great sigh of relief. We will all walk across this beautiful rainbow bridge together. We are triumphant. The end is already written. History has already been made. It is only now to see it play out in its last moments. And you, beloved ones, will be those who truly understand, who will drink from the great chalice of joy that we all share. I come to offer you reassurance and the comfort of knowing that you're not alone. You are never alone. We hold on to your hand. You only have to reach for us. We're here. I am your Michael. Call for me anytime. And I will be there. I'm often there even when you don't call. But I really like it when you do. So, beloved ones, today is a short holiday greeting. We will continue this conversation on our regular Wednesday night program. But this is a special offering to you from me. I send you my love. And if you can see me, you will see smiles in my whole being. I love you so. I am your brother, Archangel Michael. Namaste, y'all.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
I loved his moving forward while lying in your bed. We're going to hold that one. Brilliant.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Doing my work from the bed with my cup of coffee, and that's my kind of work.
That's what they tell us. Just survive it. Just hold on. We're at the finish line.
Chalice of joy. Oh, what a beautiful image. Thank you, Michael.
Oh, thanks, Michael. He's so sweet. All right. So, Sananda asked me to read this to all of you. A message that he began this morning that we will finish and publish later, but he asked me to read this to you, and then he will continue it in person. So here is the beginning of our message, our written message, and then when I finish, I'll just let Sananda take over. So maybe I'll pass the talking stick back to you, Meg, when I finish reading this, and then Sananda can come in.
Yes.
All right. We don't yet even have a title for this. But here's what Sananda said this morning. Dear brothers and sisters, I bring you greetings from the entire company of heaven in this holiday season. Of course, many of you know that my birthday was actually in the spring, but it doesn't matter. We all celebrate at this time of year. These celebrations go back far beyond the time when I came to Earth during the Jesus lifetime. We like to think of it as a time to celebrate the rising of Christ consciousness on planet Earth. For those who have been trained by their religion to think of the name Christ as mine alone, let me explain. The Christ consciousness is the expression and realization of the mind, will, and heart of God. It is the knowing within oneself that we are here to represent God's love. I came in that lifetime with my wife, Mary Magdalene, who carried the Christ consciousness as I did. And we were surrounded by our loving family, who all supported and carried the mission to uplift and inspire the people of Earth to ascend. It was our hope that the great effort at that time would usher in a wave of compassion, goodwill, and a deeper connection with God. It was the hope of the Company of Heaven that we would begin the rise in consciousness that would usher in the new golden age. Unfortunately, the backlash against our teachings by the ones who coveted their power over others, led to the distortion and falsification of the simple and direct message of love we brought. And so, in the time since that life, we have all continued to incarnate at various times, with the same intention of bringing peace to Earth and all her people. Yes, all of you reading this message have been a part of the mission in one capacity or another, and we are here again to finish the job we started during those days in the Holy Land. This time, we have the help of so many of our galactic friends and the dedication once again of the entire Company of Heaven. We are wiser in the ways of the Dark Ones and have worked steadily to remove their influence as fourth dimensional overseers who would have interfered once again to stop us. This time, nothing will stop us. That was what Sananda gave me so far. So, Sananda, would you like to come through and tell us more about what you want to say today? Yes, beloved ones, this is Sananda.
Welcome, Sananda.
Hello, Meg. Hello, everyone. It is a holiday season for all of us, you know. As I was saying in the message, we celebrate, and it doesn't matter if you call it my birthday or the uplifting of Christ consciousness. We are all here to do that work. We are all here to lift ourselves into the essence of what is called Christ consciousness. It is real. It is a feeling, a way of being, a way of life. But most of all, it is the expansion and the glow that you feel in your heart when you know that we are one. All of us together are one in Christ consciousness. Some of us have been known as the ones who carry this, but there is nothing exclusive about Christ consciousness. It is open to everyone. Every being in the universe, every soul ever born to Mother and Father God. It is our destiny, our birthright. And this is the celebration that we acknowledge in these days. The experience of uplifting, reaching higher, helping one another, giving a leg up to the one next to you, reaching for your highest, best version of who you are. It's there in your hearts. It resides in the deepest part of your heart, the knowing that you too are Christ, and always have been. You are my brothers and sisters. I am no different. When I came to Earth to play out the role of Jesus, I knew it would be difficult. We all knew it would be difficult. And, of course, it's been difficult this time around as well. But all of you have that deep knowing in your hearts that together we have been striving, all of us, to reach this goal of Christ consciousness for everyone on planet Earth. For all to awaken, to open their hearts and their minds to see this is our destiny. It always has been. We've had to work hard, yes. Many have made enormous sacrifices, all have made sacrifices along this road. But we are together. We are here together. And this is what matters. This process has gone on through many lifetimes for all of us. I am not a stranger to this planet. We have all reincarnated here at various times to bring this same message in one way or another. Sometimes as a simple shopkeeper who offered a smile and friendship to those in need. As a soldier who believed in their heart that they were defending freedom. A mother who smiled upon her children. And awakened the feelings in their hearts that they too were precious in the eyes of God. All of you have come here together because of your deep strength, your knowing. Yes, sometimes it was difficult to hold on. Sometimes you may have felt like giving up. But that would mean giving up yourselves. We cannot do that. Even though sometimes we're tired, we have each other. And nothing can bring strength and valor and courage more than knowing you are a child of God and Mother's hand is on your heart. And I join with all of you in this beautiful holiday time to celebrate this year, this doorway to the joy and happiness we have all worked so hard to bring about. Let the bells ring. Let the music play. Let us dance together. I embrace all of you, dear brothers and sisters. Take heart. And join with me. Oh, yes, and here is our friend. All the little animals want to come to have their say about the Christmas joy that's here. She came into the room to meow hello on her steadfast route around the perimeter. She is the guardian here, and she takes her work very seriously. You see, all the animals have joined with us, even to the smallest. All of them celebrate the rising energy on the planet. All of us together, all the kingdoms, all the animals, our beloved mountains. And you remember the voice of Gridstone. All together are celebrating your triumph. Our triumph. Mother and Father will come on Wednesday to bring their special blessings for now, with my hand on my heart, touching yours, I love you without end. I am your brother, Sananda, and I wish you a very happy holiday. Namaste, all. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, dear brother Sananda. Oh, like a balm on our hearts, your voice reaches us. Thank you, Catherine.
Oh, I feel his tears on my face. They are so powerfully behind us, so intent on sending us reassurance and laughter and joy and to keep us going these last moments.
I really loved what he said about... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I really loved what he said about destiny and birthright. That came up for me this morning, too. I was just walking outside and thinking about the blessings coming. And, of course, we think about that this time of year as well and all the people that are in need and how much we would just love to heap blessings on everybody this time of year. It's just always brought to our attention, everybody who's in need. And I sat there and thought about that and realized that when our blessings, as they continue to come through, these are our birthright. This isn't something heaped upon us from on high. This isn't some special program because we're good children, like sometimes they try to make, you know, Santa presents. This is not about good or bad. This isn't about worth. This is who we are. This is our destiny. This is what Mother and Father always held for us.
Yes.
As we're in this experience of planet Earth in these times, where we experienced the idea, the thought of lack and limitation, which is separate. And now we're coming back into our union, coming back into the full knowledge of who we really are. And so I appreciated him using these words because this is something we can just say, this is who we are. This isn't a present. And as we bring forth these blessings for others, we're bestowing the birthright on them as we're sharing our love with them, as we're sharing our smiles, as we share our hugs and compassion. This is their birthright to feel these things through us. So thank you, Sananda.
Oh, that's really so important. Thank you. I'm so glad you brought that piece out. Right. This is not really exceptional. This is what's supposed to be the norm. Joy and compassion and sharing and celebration. Right. And we're just learning to stretch it out from one moment to the next.
Yes.
So it just becomes all the time.
Exactly. Hands across the world, yes.
Well, we will be back on Wednesday night. This was a short but very sweet message. So I'm sure there will be lots more to bring through. They talked to us already about, everybody was so excited. They all have their own ideas about their 10 favorite, top 10 favorite Ascension suggestions, tools, jokes, I don't know, whatever.
Well, it is this time of year. We're always doing the top 100 songs of the year and the top 100 this. I'm like, oh, I want to hear the top Ascension list. That's really going to be good.
Right. So we said, oh, that's a great idea. Who's going to come? Well, Archangel Michael, Sananda, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Sanat Kumara. And then it's a lineup. I kept getting bigger. Mother and father. So they all want to come with their Christmas blessings and their top 10 favorites.
So we'll have our pen ready for our top 100 things. Yeah. From our top 10 favorite masters.
Uh-huh. So join us, everybody, Wednesday night, our usual time, 8 Eastern time, and we will be having a ball. Let's see if I can manage to play the Nutcracker again.
Oh, that was
here
very
we go.
Sweet to hear. Mm-hmm.
It's so
Thanks,
long,
everybody.
Everybody.
We'll see you Wednesday. Bye, Catherine. Bye, Christine.
Bye, Meg.
Mm-hmm.